It's 8:09 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Not a bad day today. Get rid of some morning fog and then deal with some clouds. And then the sun will be out with a high today of 74. It is 59 right now in downtown Springfield.
And now, live from the Aaron Moran Studios in East Long Meadow, Massachusetts, it's
Open Line
Thursday. Meow, 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 meow. 293-1021, it's Open Line Thursday. I'm going to tell you right now, if I hear anybody using coarse language or any inappropriate content, I will dump you faster than Britney Spears' first marriage.
I gotta tell you, if a smart person uses coarse language, I'm okay with it. It's the not so smart that bother me.
Well, we tend to appeal to a lower bar.
Yes.
When we do open lines.
Believe me, it's not exactly a limbo game.
No. Rock 102. Oh, fuck, right out loud.
Here's the first two.
Rock 102. Good morning. Is this?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering, do you guys have any kind of an update on the Mayflower Marathon? I don't get to listen to the entire show, just parts of it during the day, so I don't know if you've announced anything.
We have not announced anything yet. We will be announcing it very soon. We are working on a couple of different things that will be compliant and will also help out the Open Pantry, but that is not something that has been canceled. It just may come in a different fashion than you're used to.
Well, okay, I hope so, because it's a good thing, and it's a lot of fun to listen to as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, my understanding was that the coronavirus has basically eliminated the homeless problem.
No, it is not eliminated at all, but it's also an emergency kitchen, so if people were to, let's say, lose their job, there's a place for them to go for a meal.
I got to stop watching Fox.
Yeah, you do. All right, thank you very much.
You got to stop something, John.
Yes, he does. All right. Rock 102, good morning, who's this?
Hey, this is Rich.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, not much, but I got another Hollywood trash for John O'Brien.
Okay.
Hollywood trash for me?
Oh, because I know you love that bit.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes, he does.
My enthusiasm is overwhelming.
All right, let her rip.
All right, so Kim developed the taste for seafood, and she liked that salty taste.
Uh-huh.
And she must have something to say?
She said, oh, my God, the last time I had something that salty was when Ray J filled my oyster taco and I had to dock the boat and go into port.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Do I say Caitlin now?
Yep. Okay. Well, I never got that done dirty with your mother, Chris Kim, but I once hauled the plump salami over the dragging roast beef clotheslines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Kanye.
I just found out that an oyster taco is a place. You know how we can get there?
Uh-huh.
I wonder.
We can take a trip in one of my Raptors out on my ranch in Wyoming. You want some of that oyster taco sauce?
No. No more so than I did at 5:50.
All right. Very
or will at 9:20.
Such an injustice.
Nicely done.
Yes,
nicely
it is
done.
An injustice.
I'm sure Steve is already taking pointers. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jimmy from Springfield.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, all right, got a couple jokes for you.
All right, let them go.
Okay, so why is the mathematician, or did you hear about the mathematician, afraid of negative numbers?
No, we didn't hear about him. What?
Oh, he'll stop at nothing to avoid him.
That's a mathematical
nothing.
Joke.
Nothing.
Yeah. And you got another one you said?
Yep. All right, so a horse walks into a bar, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Horse goes to the bartender, says, hey, can I get a drink? Bartender says, hey, aren't you that alcoholic horse? As this horse is known to be walking around bars and getting drunk. He's like, no, I don't think I am. And poof, he's gone. So you might understand the philosophical, I think, therefore I am. So to explain that before the joke, we'll be putting Descartes before the horse.
Descartes, you see, yes, that is a philosophical joke. Because
you might
Descartes.
Want to just kind of workshop that again before you go public with it.
Well, it was Descartes who said, I think, therefore I am. So you can clearly see the philosophical ramifications of the joke. Bravo, my friend. Bravo.
I'd get in front of a mirror and tell it before you go public.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, man.
All right.
Existentialism works so good in humor. Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's George from Agawam. Hey. I have a Halloween joke.
Okay, George.
Oh, great.
Let's hear from George.
Okay. Well, why do witches fly on their broomsticks sans underwear?
I don't know. Why do they fly with no underwear?
Gives them a better grip on the broomstick.
There you go. That's very good.
Rock 102.
Son's underwear.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ben from West Springfield.
All right, Ben, what's up?
I got a question. You know, the Kester Fest is all done, and now we got Pat Kelly coming in. Is this the beginning of the end for you guys? Is this the whole transition?
No, it's not. It's not like that at all. Just things happen, and that's it. No, we're fine.
Oh.
We're fine.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't want early retirement. I love listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you have to go on early retirement as a result of us. That would be pathetic and sad.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Thank
you.
All
right.
Okay. Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cody from Windsor.
Hey, what's up, Cody?
Hey, just want to give a shout out to my buddy Steven out in Hartford County. I want to say, hold your butt, Steve. Hold your butt.
Why would your friend need to hold his butt? Huh?
He doesn't have an answer to that.
He hung up.
I will move on. Rock 102. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jim Torres.
Okay.
I want to call and tell you a horrible story. Sorry, John O'Brien, this is going to upset you very much as it did me.
Okay.
This man named Justin Reese abandoned his dog, left it to die in his apartment. They found it yesterday when the landlord came in. I live on the second floor, and I had warned the landlord that this dog was down there. The man came and got his mail. He changed the locks on the door, and he left this beautiful dog in there to die. And I told him that I would take the dog. And so now the police are involved. He has a warrant for his arrest for animal cruelty and abandonment.
All right. Well, I mean, that's a horrible story, but
at least they know who he is and they'll go after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone knows this man,
okay.
He's a piece of crap.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick from Southwick. How's it going?
Good, Nick. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to give a rest in peace to a buddy of mine that died from Southwick yesterday. His name is John Siegel Jr. Just say, going to miss you, buddy, and never forget about you.
All right.
Well, thanks very much.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right.
Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Chicopee.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, so I guess Pat Kelly's on in the afternoon with you guys now,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Wow. How did that happen?
Well, first of all, the last place I would discuss it would be live on the air. And then, that's a decision that happened. So I'm not sure what I can tell you.
Wow.
You can direct your questions to our business office.
Thanks, John.
All right.
I'm serious. Go ahead and call upstairs, and you can ask, and I'm sure someone up there will be able to talk to you about it.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, you got Wild Bill the landscaper here. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I gotta throw a shout-out there to that Ray J guy that called in the other day, the $29.95 on the U-Porn.
Yes.
Great deal. I bought like four of them. Kelly Reardon.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Potato Head. Hey, can I borrow your headband? I got to move a piano this weekend, Mr. Cranium.
I love not just your jokes,
yes,
but the accent that goes with it.
It would mean nothing if it didn't have some sort of dialect to it.
Exactly.
No question. All right, let's hurry up and try a couple more here. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
This is Stallion from Waitley.
Stallion.
Yes, sir. So,
is this what your friends call you?
That's what I call myself.
You call yourself that. Based on what kind of connection?
I used to like reading the book Black Beauty when I was a youngster. So.
Gotcha.
So I got a little joke for you.
Okay.
How do people in Fitchburg celebrate Halloween?
I don't know.
Fitchburg.
They pump tin.
Yes. I'm not sure why you went all the way out to Fitchburg for that joke, but
there's plenty of neighborhoods around this area you could have targeted.
Yeah.
No, you don't remember the mom and daughter or the mom and son who got busted for incest there a couple months
yes.
ago?
Oh, yes. So, absolutely.
No, actually, I forgot about that, but now it does make sense. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. This is Gilbert Gosling.
Who?
It hurts to listen to. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Mark from Springfield.
Wait a minute.
Mamma mia, what a horrible segment.
No kidding. All right.
bad jokes and bad stories.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Most depressing
open
like lines
we've
ever
West
had.
Springfield at all.
No, absolutely not. All right, let's one more call here. Rock 102, good morning. Who's this?
Louis the anti-joke.
Thank God.
Louis, we thought for a moment there when Mark from West Springfield called, he'd be last, but thank God you're here.
I was hoping you'd call 5 minutes ago.
I don't know who that is. I've never listened to the show. Actually,
yeah.
A man is buying a banana, an apple, and 2 eggs. The cashier says, "You must be single." And the man was shocked to hear this since he was using a self-checkout machine. Here's something you can try. Set your Wi-Fi password to 2444-666-88888.
Why is that?
So when someone asks you what your Wi-Fi is, you can say 2444-666-8888. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
I don't know.
How have I lived this long? The average pirate didn't make it past the age of 50, so the mere fact that I'm still alive at 80 is quite impressive. Do you know what makes me smile?
No, what makes
me
smile?
I didn't know anything does.
The muscles in my face. Why did the guitar teacher get arrested?
I don't know.
Why?
He shot a man in the face. What do Helen Keller and Ludwig von Beethoven have in common?
I wouldn't think anything, but what?
They both have double letters in their last names. What is the difference between a man and a dog?
I don't know.
Well, a man is part of a highly sophisticated species, whereas the dog is considered inferior because of its lack of intelligence compared to humans. And finally, what's worse than stubbing your toe?
I don't know.
Not having any legs.
He's right about that.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a great day.
There you go, Louis.
Jesus. It's quite an open line. It's 823 in Rock 102.
Did you know that...
It's 826 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. Rock 102 and Gale Toyota giving you a chance to win a $102 gas card to help keep your tank full this fall. You go to rock102.com and you sign up for your chance to win. We'll choose one winner a week between now and December 11th. Your chance to win a $102 gas card from Gale Toyota. Go to Gale and Enfield or online at galetoyota.com and Rock 102 Springfield's Classic Rock.
So I don't know what makes this guy the spokesperson, but the president and CEO of the Packers is addressing an issue ahead of Sunday's game against the Buccaneers that says that it's possible Fox TV could push the Super Bowl back 4 weeks. He says, we'd prefer not to. We'd like to play as much as possible, the schedule as it sits now, but we had a league meeting this week and decided to cancel the Pro Bowl, and that was a pretty fairly easy decision. That's the week before the Super Bowl, so it would be very easy to move everything back and create an 18th week. He continued to say that the league is prepared to push the Super Bowl back as far as March if outbreaks of COVID continue. Okay, well, I mean, obviously, if outbreaks of COVID continue, you have no choice but to push back the Super Bowl.
Well,
but to say off the top, you know, well, Fox is willing to push it back to March.
Well, Fox would be part of that decision.
I would think Fox would be the only ones who make that decision.
No, it would be the NFL and Fox that would make that decision together. But, you know, if the NFL exhausts all the bye weeks by, you know, rearranging schedules or, you know, trying to, you know, every time they change the schedule of the game, at least, you know, 6 to 8 other teams get affected by it. If it means, in order to make up those games that are missed, if God forbid something happens, they may not have any other choice but to move it back 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
I mean, you're gobbling up time, and plus everyone is entitled to a bye week to recover from injuries or, you know, reassess what they're doing. So, I mean, it's very, very complicated, but it won't be just Fox making that call. I mean, the NFL and the players' union, they will all be involved in it.
Well, I don't see that to say, you know, they're entitled to a bye week under the circumstances of this year when many teams are being forced to take a week off because of the virus. I think if you're forced to take a week off, you're not necessarily entitled to a bye week.
Well, then you eliminate all the bye weeks. Because it's not fair to have one team allowed a bye week to recover from injuries and not allow another team simply because there's a scheduling issue.
You say to recover from injuries, but I'm saying if they're recovering from COVID, they're still getting a bye week, and that allows the injured to recover as well. So
that's kind of that's exactly what I'm kind of saying. I mean, you know, whatever you need that bye week for, and, you know, and typically it's to get everybody, you know, healthy and to keep them away from, you know, additional injuries. You got to do what you got to do. But
if they were concerned about that, you wouldn't have teams playing on Sunday and then playing again on Thursday. That's the one I still can't figure out.
Even the players can't figure that one out.
Yeah.
We have news coming up next to Rock 102.
No time for complete.
It's 8:34. We're Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. It's time for news brought to you by Health New England. Here's local radio icon and first responder Steve Nagel.
Benvenidos, Quarantinos.
Muchos gracias, Premier Respondedor.
Sí, señor.
Go ahead and mark your calendars for daylight saving time and an extra hour of sleep. And it happens the day after Halloween. The clocks will roll back to 1 hour to 2 a.m. What?
Why are you using that voice as though this is a good thing?
I'm not. I'm just trying to.
He's trying to sell the sizzle.
It was one of the top stories on 22 News, and you know, even though it's over a week away,
yeah, they're a little early on that one, aren't they?
I think because they've run out of things to talk about.
Come on,
it's not really a sizzle story though. I mean, it's more of a burnt, gone bad meat kind of story.
It's got some rancid qualities to it, is what you're saying?
Yes, very rancid.
Well, it's also a good time to replace the batteries in warning devices such as smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. If your device has sealed-in batteries, remove any debris and check to confirm they are functioning properly.
Again, it's debris.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, you say that all the time.
Well, you say all the time debris.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
No, it is not.
How do you know?
Because I've been around for 60 years, and every year I've ever seen that was the way it was pronounced.
You've been lied to your entire life.
Well, that's no doubt about that.
No, but there was a guy, he was from Norway, and now I lost the story. But
how can you lose the story?
Well, I didn't lose it.
Did you come in with it?
I did. Oh, you know why? Because I closed the tab by accident.
Ah, close the tab.
The Norwegian official responsible for daylight saving time in the country, because apparently they voted on this thing not too long ago.
Right.
He has apologized for making 2020 an extra hour long.
Yeah, well.
We should be trying to trim a few hours off.
You know, the funny thing is, though, for all the people who say they cannot wait for 2020 to end, what makes you think that the first couple of months of 2021 are going to be any better?
Because I think mentally for people, it's like this whole thing started roughly around the beginning of the year. So in people's heads going, you know what, maybe 2021 will be different.
It's like this, and you may not be able to quite relate to this, but there are a number of people throughout the world. As a part of of their own personal point of view, demand a certain level of hope in their lives, and you hope that next year won't be nearly as awful as this year. If you don't have that level of hope, then it almost makes life not worth living.
And yet, there are others like myself who allow their lives to be ruled more by logic and reality. And if you even believe that this is a 12-month negative effect, then it's going to go until March of 2021, because it really didn't kick in the U.S. until March of 2020.
I don't think I'd put logic and reality fully in your hands. I think that's a bit
much. Believe me, you can have all the hope you'd like, but hope ain't going to buy you nothing at the grocery store unless you've got reality and logic involved.
Well, that may very well be true, but I'm hoping I'm going to find, say, something delicious in the seafood aisle.
True,
might not.
But if the truth is you don't have any money in your pockets and you can't make your way through the front door of the store, then you're likely not going to be able to buy those things. All the hope you have in the parking lot isn't going to do a thing for you.
Well, that's why a little preparation is important.
The 23-year-old man who was struck Wednesday evening by a tractor trailer while he rode a bicycle has died of his injuries, police said. Police spokesman Ryan Wall said the bicyclist was pronounced dead at Bay State Medical Center following the crash, which happened near the intersection of Bay Street and Roosevelt Avenue by Springfield Central High School.
And now they're releasing that he was 23.
Yeah. The man's name is not being disclosed to the press pending notification of his family. We still don't know any other details about who, how it happened.
How or anything. Yeah.
Police are investigating after a minivan drove into a pizzeria on Southwick Street in Agawam, causing extensive damage to the building. The Agawam police has not released any information about the crash, but photos were sent into the 22 newsroom through the report tit feature by a viewer, and it shows the entrance of Tolly's Pizzeria in Feeding Hills badly damaged. You can see police officers in the area, as well as the fire department ambulance. It's currently unknown if anyone was seriously hurt or how many people were in the car when it drove into the building.
But apparently, it will be open today for business.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want to see any place closed down because of I mistaked the gas for the brake pedal incident.
No, especially in this day and age of enough restaurants being closed down because of the COVID virus. The last thing you also need on top of that is a drive-through that you didn't intend to have.
Two people have been arrested in connection to a report of child abuse in Naugatuck. Police responded to a report of child abuse at the Forest Street home on October 1st.
That's Naugatuck, Connecticut, right?
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yeah.
Is there a Naugatuck, Mass?
I don't believe so.
No.
Following an investigation, it was determined the child's stepfather, 31-year-old Kevin Grant, forced the child to sleep in a locked closet for several months and inflicted physical punishments such as kneeling on tacks and rice and drinking hot sauce until he vomited.
Grant, so now we've gone from just the rice to tax as well.
Yeah. Grant was taken into custody on October 16th on an active warrant. His wife, 29-year-old Caitlin Baptiste, was also arrested, as police say she was aware of the child abuse. We went into gruesome details this morning, earlier, which I don't think are really necessary anymore.
No, it's
but this guy
awful.
Is a scumbag.
Oh yeah, yep.
Well,
and she's not much better.
No, especially for enabling all of this too.
Mm-hmm.
The shift from in-person to remote learning is giving some teachers unprecedented video access into their students' homes. Child welfare advocates say that's a good thing because the teachers may be the only adults outside the household with a glimpse into challenges at home. They're asking the educators to be on the lookout for things like drug paraphernalia in the students' backgrounds, poor hygiene, or caregivers who appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. That can mean making judgments based on fleeting scenes or sounds from a computer screen. A teacher from New York, Jennifer Ryan, says that is very challenging.
You know, I can understand if the parent is a drug alcohol, a drug rather than, let me try that again. I can understand if the parent is a drug addict and has no control, is possibly, you know, getting high very early in the morning as well. But even even a drunk, you would hope, would have...
I think we lost him.
I think we did.
I think we lost him.
I know where he was going with that.
Yeah,
though.
I know where he was going, but it's like all of a sudden his connection crapped up.
Why don't we just text him?
Yeah. Because
he might not know that he's not on.
He's probably waiting for us to say something.
Are you saying something?
Well, not yet.
No, I just said, are you saying something?
I'm saying you.
You know what? I think his internet crapped out because his iMessage isn't even getting the message. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
It. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, I know where he was going to go with that opinion. That how many things do people have around their homes that would normally be? I don't know. I mean, if somebody has. How many times have you had at a party at your house and you've had alcohol sitting out on a table or
sure
you know not that you're having a party during the day?
Well, are we all using coasters?
Yes, you
I
have
don't
to
like
use
rings.
Coasters.
I don't like rings on the table.
But I mean, you know, if somebody has like, how far are you going to go with this? You have like a wine rack on the wall, and the kid's sitting there at the kitchen table, and there's bottles of wine behind them. Is that?
Yeah, I've always been very very careful not to get drunk in front of my kids, you know, not put them in that kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always been very, you know, I mean, obviously there have been times when I may have had, you know, like a beer or a drink, but it's never been a part of my relationship with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't have it. They don't see it that way. And it's not a part of their existence. I know like you and John, you've had different experience, but I know for me and my kids, it's not been something I do.
Is he back?
Are you back? You're back.
Am I back?
You're back now.
I heard you breathing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Give me some of that COVID breathing.
Actually, it sounds like you're having an asthma attack. So.
No, but I was saying, John, that I kind of figured where you were going with that, that like any number of things around somebody's household. Is that what you were going to say?
Well, what I was going to say, and by the way.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Somebody really doesn't want him to have an opinion about that.
Yeah, okay. Are you there now?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it crapped out for a second there.
Oh, okay, but I'm back again?
Yeah, you're
now
back
you
again.
Are.
Yeah.
For the people who are not involved in this broadcast, it's not necessary for you to text me continually or even try to call me to tell me I'm off the air. I'm well aware of it, but thanks for your help. what I was saying before was you would think that people would make a greater effort to clear the background of what their child is going to have behind them before they get online to start doing remote learning.
Well, that was one of the things I said. I mean, what if you have like decorations in your house, like a wine rack, and the kid is sitting there at the table and there's a wine rack behind you on the wall? I mean, are you going to rearrange your entire house?
No, but you could situate the kid in a different part of the house.
You could turn the camera.
Let me tell you something about homeschooling children, okay? Kids don't stay in the same place all day long.
Oh, I know that.
They my kids go from, like, the dining room to the kitchen to the, you know, the living room. Anywhere where there's a table or something for them to set up on, you know, because they don't like sitting in the same place all day. The whole thing is really... It sucks. I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? It's not the most ideal situation. Everybody involved is doing their best to try to, you know, make it, you know, educational for the kids.
Sure.
While also teaching in-person kids in school. Because that's the thing with this hybrid learning. The teachers are teaching a full, well, not, you know what I mean, a classroom full of kids and a bunch of kids that are on, you know, video
chat. It requires a remarkable amount of concentration on the teacher's part.
It's pretty challenging to, you know, keep your kid in one location when they're in their home.
Right.
As opposed in school where they're sitting there when they have the mask on all day, they're not allowed to move around. I don't know.
The child is using a laptop, is that right?
Yes, they're school-issued Chromebooks.
Now I can't hear you.
Okay, can hear you. Can you hear me?
Apparently he cannot hear anybody.
Oh, he can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, some boaters could ride in style to the polls on Election Day, courtesy of funeral home limousines offered to chauffeur older residents to voting booths. What a great marketing scheme, huh?
No kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're taking the old people in funeral homes to go vote?
Are they still registered even after they're dead?
No, they're taking people who are alive.
Oh, okay.
And transporting them to polls.
I see.
So they can vote. The Baltimore Sun, the National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association, expects to offer free sanitary rides to up to 300,000 people on November 3rd, including in Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Kansas City. The program aims to serve those 55 and older, but won't turn down any requests. The organization's president says transportation is crucial this year as people attempt to vote safely during the pandemic and may have to travel farther with reduced polling places. But again, what a great marketing scheme. You're telling people, hey, this might be the last thing you do before you die.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we got an interview to do.
Oh, we do have an interview to do. Yeah, you can do the forecast. And that's the news on Rock 102. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chuck. It's 8:50 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. Yeah, John, his technology, his connectivity is crapping out, so he will not be, he'll not be on with us for at least this portion of the show. But one of the things that John does, and a lot of you also do, every year you go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They play every single year.
It's one of the most amazing performances I've ever seen musically.
It's a hell of a show, but because of COVID, touring opportunities have been clamped down. And on the phone list right now from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, it's Jeff Plate. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So this is obviously, like so many other bands and musicians and performers, this has got to be maybe the weirdest year you've ever had in your entire music career.
Man, we've been doing this for over 20 years, and next week I would leave for rehearsal, which is not going to happen this year, and it's honestly going to feel very strange. But, you know, I kind of saw this coming back in the spring. It was just kind of pointing in this direction, but still it feels like, you know, the rug got pulled out from under us, and what we all do for our livelihoods has been put on hold, but not to mention what people do for their entertainment, and, you know, what we do during the holiday season is going to be, the live performance is going to be put on hold, but we still have a live stream that we're going to bring to the people.
Well, that's actually an interesting point, Jeff. How many people are employed just from, you know, any one of the, because you have two separate groups, right? One on East Coast, West Coast. Am I recalling that correctly?
Yes. Well, on the tours themselves, there's over 125 people.
Yeah.
You know, between catering and truck drivers, bus drivers, cast, crew. And then you got management. So there's quite an army of people that put this thing together and put the show on. But yeah, I mean, you know, you think about that. It isn't just myself. It's my whole organization that's been put on hold. And multiply that by how many. You know, every group in the world has basically been put on hold.
This is Jeff Plate, the drummer for TSO. You know, I've interviewed a bunch of people over the last couple of months who all kind of say the same thing. You know, they were all anticipating their tours, all anticipating, you know, being able to even just rehearse with their bands or, you know, record. And some have done it, but, you know, a lot of them have found it, you know, very difficult because of the technology. You guys are doing a live stream event on December 18th. How many people are going to be involved in that performance?
Well, as far as the band, as far as the cast, you will see basically the same size group putting on this show as you would during one of our live shows, you know, possibly minus some of the local string players. But you know, with COVID, you have to be very careful. Obviously, we're going to try to keep ourselves in a bubble. The more people that are involved in that, the more risk you take. So, you know, we've obviously, this took a lot of planning and a lot of conversation, and everybody's bought on, and we have to go in there and be smart and behave ourselves and do our job. But if you were able to see the Beethoven's Last Night tour that we did several years ago, it's basically going to be that band.
Okay.
The original guys who first recorded the first album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories. It'll be us guys, the Sabotage guys, along with some singers and some string players.
Now, how is it going to work? I mean, it's on December 18th, but you buy tickets. The stream is up for a finite period of time. How are you guys putting it all together?
Well, we've got a sound stage that we're going to be recording this in. It's actually a theater. You know, obviously no audience, but we're still gonna put on one heck of a show. It's obviously not going to be the arena show that we're all used to seeing. But between production and management, I know it's going to be fantastic. I never personally know what the shows are going to look like from year to year, but I always know it's going to be great. I know this is going to be too. So you like you said, December 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, $30 a ticket. You can go to TSOLivestream.com right now, and tickets and other packages are available there. And later this morning, trans-siberian.com is our website, and you can get tickets through that too.
Now, is this something like that's your own platform for live streaming, or is it like obviously you're paying for a ticket, so that gets you into something specific only on your website, right? It's not like a Google or a Zoom meeting where you got people just popping in and out all the time, right?
You mean as far as the live stream?
Yeah, as far as the live stream, this is something you have set up on your own website to stream this.
Yes.
This isn't like another platform that you have to go to and get in. The reason why I'm asking is you see people with Facebook Live, you know, performances and things like that. Like, how do you prevent people from like hacking into your system to see the show for free?
Yeah, you don't want Jeffrey Toobin ruining the show.
It's a family show now, guys. you know, that's a good question. That's a really good question. The streaming is going to be available through our website, and you know that part of the equation is up to people a lot smarter than I am.
Well, now I'm unimpressed, Jeff, because you know I know you can play the drums and all, but you're not an IT guy, too. Jeez.
I do the best I can.
You know, I don't know about you, because we've talked before, and you know, I haven't played drums during this entire thing because all of my neighbors and my wife are home all day long. And I feel like I'm, you know, I mean, I wasn't that good to begin with. I feel like skills are declining every single moment I don't touch a set of drumsticks. Are you having the same kind of challenge at home, or are you just, you know, hey, folks, this is my job?
No, I live in the country. My nearest neighbor is about an eighth of a mile away from me, so I can wail away and not bother anybody. But hey, to that point, if one of your neighbors starts acting up, just get out the drum set and you'll put them right in their place.
Oh, absolutely. That'll definitely shut them up for a while.
Now, what about people who miss the show? Is there going to be an opportunity for you to go back and purchase a ticket to watch the replay?
You know, it's going to be available for 48 hours. I'm honestly not sure about buying a ticket after we've actually performed it. I assume that you could.
Can I record it and sell it on my own website afterwards?
What's that again?
Can I record it and then sell it on my own website afterwards?
No, I'm calling the authorities.
That's a good choice. That's a good decision.
We'll follow this up some other time.
Actually, you know, I mean, when you think about it, you know, because you guys are doing this on your own and you're keeping... I mean, you guys generally keep your ticket price pretty reasonable,
yeah.
In comparison to say some other bands that would, you know, they charge a certain amount and then you have all the handling fees and all that other stuff. $30 is actually very, very reasonable. And when you think about, you know, the experience you get in the times that we're in, it's a very, very affordable and reasonable request for $30 a ticket.
I totally agree, and I mean, even our concert tickets have always been reasonable. And you know, Paul O'Neill, who created this thing that we're all a part of, this wonderful thing, he was adamant, you know, and I know he went to task with with all the ticket companies and promotion companies about keeping the tickets low in price so you could bring your family. And Trans-Siberian Orchestra toured every year. So if you want these people to come see you every year, you can't outprice yourself. You know, that's really not what this whole thing is about.
But, you know, what's ironic about it is even though that you guys have been able to do that, the way you've set up your business model, I mean, you guys are one of the highest grossing tours in the world and have been for 20 straight years. It's a remarkably brilliant way of operating business. You would like to think that other bands and all the people involved in ticketing would pay closer attention to that model and try to replicate it.
Yeah, well, here again, I would love to have been a fly on the wall when Paul was taking these people to task, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of very, very high-priced tickets out there for shows. And you know, I always feel very proud to think, well, when you come to see a TSO show, you are going to see one of the most unique things you're ever going to see, let alone probably the best show you're ever going to see, and the ticket is reasonable. And you can bring your entire family, like I said,
yep,
year after year. I mean, it makes no sense to gouge these people that are making it possible for us to do what we do.
Jeff Plate from the TSO, December 18th, Christmas Eve, and other stories, live in concert, a live stream show, and it's going to be great. Tickets actually go on sale today at trans-siberian.com. Jeff, it's good to talk to you. Best of luck with the stream.
Likewise. Take care, guys.
Thanks. You bet. It's 8:59 at Rock 102.
It's easy to get your Rock 102 fill anywhere at any time.
Just go to rock102.com and stream us. The Rock 102 stream is built by Hool Construction. The